afternoon, good evening, power hour nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond, to this wonderful Eden that we exist in, compliments of our Creator. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada, and we're here to reveal that sound again. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. Sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to all sorts of unique places because we're going into the belly of the beast, and we're going to look at what is probably a significant revelation in end times prophecy on how we are completely surrounded by a very powerful, strong enemy force just waiting to grind us into the dust. And most of us are victim to this because we do something that the Bible tells us not to do. It says very, very clearly, the very elect are deceived. And generally, almost everybody listens to someone who they hold in high esteem as the very elect, but they're deceived. So what are they doing? They're leading us either purposely or just by merit of following the crowd into a trap. I've been reviewing that old 1981, hard to think that 1981 is old since I was around then, but the miniseries Masada. And in a way, we're in a Masada. We're on top of a high cliff. The last holdout of God's creation, completely surrounded by an enemy force that is building a ramp to our precipice, where we have food and water and safety and protection. And if they complete this ramp, they will be able to overwhelm our barricades and completely subvert us and destroy us. Life as we have known it will no longer exist. That, I think, is the major game plan. And if you heard the commercial with Mr. Renz about Fukushima and the Pacific, you know that was one of the major operations to totally pollute and contaminate the planet Earth. We are right up against it, let me tell you. You hear every day the buzzword, the evil buzzword, in every print media, every radio, every TV newscast, got to happen at least every day, if not every hour, that horrendous, horrible, gut-wrenching word, carbon. And it just makes you want to form an angry mob and go out and slaughter people. And we'll get into that later when our guest comes on board, Jack Mullen, because we're going to go into the deep, dark, sinister readings and writings of the Green Movement and their plans for genocide. And they openly discuss this in their writings. They're not the slightest bit ashamed of it. In fact, they're proud of it. So we'll read from that and get into some things about free speech and where we go. But why is carbon so evil? Have you ever given it a thought? We're all carbon critters. God's creation is carbon life. We're based on the carbon molecule. And the serpent, the snake, the evil, the beast, is based on another molecule, silicon. As I discussed with you the last time when I started to read Colonel Corso's book, The Day After Roswell, and then was just hit with the lightning strike from just a few pages of his revelations. One, and this is in 1997 when he wrote this, that the world will be encompassed by a gigantic computer brain. And next year, we're going to have that. With 5G, there'll be a giant computer brain where everything will be connected to the internet, including you, in time. That's the beast. When we look at the Garden of Eden story, and we talk about the tree of life, the carbon, and the tree of knowledge, the silicon. It's not a tree, it's not a wood tree, it's not a created tree, it's not a carbon-based apple tree with a piece of fruit falling out. The apple is, as in Apple computers. It's the silicon beast. That's the tree of knowledge that we take from. And you have that tree of knowledge with you everywhere you go. It's caressed, it's loved, you sleep with it. You walk with it, you look at it all day long with your phone. That's the latest version. The beast isn't going to be inserted with you where there's martial law declared and armies line up with rifles and you're forced to go to a place where they're going to inject you with a microchip. No. See, it's like the Israeli intelligence services use war is fought with the way of deception. We trick you into the trap. So you willingly fall into our arms to be either imprisoned or slaughtered. That is the masterstroke. That is the art of war, where you suffer minimum casualties and get maximum damage. And that is the ramp that is being built. And in time, that ramp has to get into Masada. And what's your Masada? Your brain and access to your very soul. And this phone will do that in time, that it will upload or download from your brain into the silicon, into the beast, so that every faction of your life and everything you do is controlled. Everything you look at today takes us into something that is silicon. Everybody likes to talk about these cryptocurrencies. I was never a fan of those because they don't work in the dark. The power goes out, you got nothing. And I'm old-fashioned. As you get older, you get more old-fashioned. So, but then, too, as I learn about the beast system, that Corso said, we will take this silicon and we will spread it like a virus around Earth, like Ebola. That's how it's going to be, where every device will be hooked up to the master brain. No buying, no selling without the mark of the beast. And what would that mark possibly be? How about the cryptocurrencies? Do you know who wrote the programs for these cryptocurrencies? I'll have to post that up or send it to Catherine to post eventually. It was all a facade. They made up a name of four big companies and made up something that sounded like a Japanese name because most of the companies were Japanese. But it was all an illusion. Ultimately, it was written by the National Security Agency as a means to control you. Venezuela is doing it outright now with the bait and trap here that we have set. Is you'll just take the candy. Remember, I always tell you what your parents used to tell you. You don't take candy from strangers. You have no idea. When you take a big, complex computer program, can you read it? I dare say not. But included in that, there's some very dangerous words. Even in my own cell phone contract, and I use a very old-fashioned cell phone, the oldest I can get my hands on because I just want a phone, I cut it off from the internet on my end, and I make damn sure the phone company cuts it off from the internet on their end. So I just have a phone in case I need one. And I don't want any of the other trappings where I've got cameras on both sides to look at the cheeks of my butt when I bend over or to listen to every word I say. It's bad enough other people's phones pick up every word I say and send me the advertising within 20 minutes of words I've used that were picked up in voice recognition, analyzed my voice, and sent it to a completely disconnected account from another person to me. That level of surveillance is just too big, brother, period. And we're walking into this trap and loving all these devices, kissing them, holding them. You know, people send me jokes about young people and how they're just totally rooted to these phones and completely oblivious to the reality around them. That is the perfect slave. Did you know that DARPA was working on something called the Blue Brain Project? And the Blue Brain Project is just that, to completely interface your mind with the machine and pump in whatever they wish, emotions, knowledge, lack of knowledge. Maybe, you know, they will tell you that Joe Biden is God and Donald Trump is the devil and make you dance. But then you're not a sentient human being in control of your own realities anymore. There was another really old show. I like the old TV shows because they tell us this stuff. It was called The Outer Limits. And there's one archived at archive.org called Soldier. And it's about the future where a man has this computer brain and he's completely dominated and controlled as a fighting cyborg to do the bidding of who controls him. And at the time that I reviewed this, you know, I found material that science is working on a humanoid computer brain for us as of 2014. So these are the things that face us. Did you know that giant temple in Egypt, Edfu, is modeled after a CPU, a computer processing unit. And then you have to wonder sometimes when people were in temples, and they're very religious people, and they pray to God, and they're looking for help, and the temple's burned to the ground and destroyed. And then when you look at the floor plan of this thing, well, if I'm in a temple that looks like the giant chip, and I've given my fealty to the beast and the silicon, God tells us we're cut off. We're not cut off as punishment. We're cut off because we walked into a void and closed the door and took an alternative stimulation to our brain that overrides his. So he can no longer communicate with you, and you can no longer communicate with him because you're in an artificial silicon beast environment. And you're cut off. So a lot of people say, oh, I'm saved. No, you're not. You're walking into the trap. You're not saved. Revelation's very, very clear about the number that are saved. There's 144,000. Okay. I'm not a CPA, but you look at the billions of people who think they're saved, and 144,000, there is a slight ambiguity there. So you lose your salvation by taking the beast. Don't take it. Think of it as your enemy, not your friend, because ultimately it's there to destroy all carbon-based life on the whole planet. You look at everything we talk about, whether it be medicines, pollutions, genetically modified stuff, the release of radiation, everything's there to destroy every last segment of carbon-based life on this planet and turn it into a silicon wonder. And that silicon wonder just may look like some other planets they tell us about. Rocks. Empty, void rocks. That could be the good basis for silicon life. Amazing. I was trying to get a guest that I thought was a brilliant scholar, and with the luck I'm having, he died, unfortunately, Stephen Endicott. He wrote a fantastic book, United States and Biological Warfare, through Indiana University Press, and I was called by his daughter, and she advised me that he passed away, which is a terrible shame, but the book lives. And so in that regard, Professor Endicott of York University still lives. It's the most amazing things, the Korean War era and how the United States got into a massive biological warfare program and spread that stuff through North Korea and China, I guess as a backup plan to bombing them like MacArthur wanted to do. But very important, was one of my favorite books to really reveal the truth and tell me things. So, you know, and I really appreciate our seniors that lived through history, dealt with history, and left an epitaph of their written works that we can use if we can learn about them. And I thought, what a great thing, you know, to get him and let him explain that part of history to you. It's very important. When you look at, you know, the Apple computer diagram, you know, and you put it in a mirror image, do you know what you see? You see an alien, because that's where it came from. Jobs didn't do anything. Steve Wozniak was the brains. He got, like, nothing for it. And basically, everything about the company is, like, satanic. The value of the stock, $666.66. What a coincidence when it was first coming out. And the fact that, you know, he kind of got into things with music festivals. This is Steve Wozniak. You know, a metal night with songs about Mr. Crowley and running with the devil. And, you know, you trust those people. And you take from those people. In my phone contract, it says very, very clearly that I have to accept any upgrades to things and give them a blind trust. So that's why I cut all that stuff off, because I have no idea what they'd ever put in it in the future. Maybe something's good there now, but maybe down the road it's not so good. So it's best just to avoid it. Here in Canada, of course, you know, we have our great communist father, Trudeau, son of the great communist father, coming up with all kinds of wonderful things with gun control that he's going to, I guess his last knife in the back before the recess for Parliament is to pass this gun bill, which is going to you know, basically take gun owners' fingers, put them in a vice, and let the authorities squeeze them until they break. because that's going to stop the drug armies from shooting it out in the big cities or anywhere else they may decide to shoot it out. So a friend of mine sent me a joke about, you know, using the lib-left paradigm or something, but, you know, liberal logic. How to stop impaired drivers, drunk drivers, from killing sober drivers? Well, the liberal answer is ban sober drivers from the road. And this is what this is. Because the gangbangers and hardcore criminals don't have licenses. So it doesn't matter that, you know, the legitimate gun owner who already has a license now has to scrape his butt along 10 more meters of sandpaper before he gets his license. That's not going to change anything. This is all hate. Because you hate something, and you've been taught to hate something, you want to go on just to punish people to satisfy your deepest desires of hate. That's what it's all about. You've got someone to punish, someone to kick, to get even. And they relish that in the background. But the bottom line is, if they want to get rid of us carbon critters, can't have them fighting back once they figure it out, can you? So that's why they have to do everything humanly possible, including kill people. Because ultimately they want to kill us all anyway. So if they wipe out a few to get to that magic point, that doesn't bother them in the slightest. Remember that. That's what it's all about. Was it Chairman Mao said, you know, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Well, if you don't have a flower pot, and the state's got all the flower pots, you don't have any power. You just become the slave to kick around, which is what they want. We are being completely taken over and enslaved. And I believe pretty much, if I had to take an estimated guess now of what the deep state is, I'd say it was the alien life forms that came from Roswell. They have complete and total control over all the puppets we think are leaders, and they're subservient to them for money, power, and control. And as Corso said, there were no good aliens. That's another big fantasy. That's a propaganda matrix from Hollywood, you know, that we got ALF and Mork and all these other things. And as we get into the humanoid robot cyborgs, we got Data and other things like that, C-3PO, all these cute little cuddly guys. But in reality, we have some terrible things upon us. Somebody sent me a copy of an Ysetti email, too, that said, you know, they're feeling a backlash. Well, I hope so, because what really disturbs me about them, and it said it in that letter at the bottom, that they're gods and goddesses. And if there's anything that's worse, the worst thing that can ever happen in human society, ever in history, is when despots think they're gods and goddesses. Actually reminds me of an old Star Trek episode from the first series I should find about that one. It was quite good and shows you what they manifest into. They all talk about two, love, light. But the light is what? The light of Lucifer. The light of the beast to lure you into the system. Amazing. Trudeau Foundation. Wow, there's a Trudeau Foundation. Imagine that. I don't have a foundation. I've got a foundation on my house. I don't have anything like that to launder money through. But he got $1 million back in 2016, and he didn't declare it with the Canada Revenue Agency the way he's supposed to. But he's going to make laws to go after gun owners so that you could turn probably tens of thousands of completely innocent people into borderline, if not actual criminals, because you passed all kinds of laws going after people who are not part of the problem, because you hate, just absolutely hate. And then the nerve of these guys, like, you know, they had this big meeting in Ottawa Tuesday for social media, right? So Zuckerberg and Sandberg ignore their Canadian subpoenas, and the Canadian Parliament wants to subpoena or basically hold them in contempt. Well, I think if all of them get together, there isn't one of them can come up with the fortune Zuckerberg has. And Zuckerberg's really an intelligence agent for the CIA anyway, so that's not really going to make any difference. And then Trudeau goes out, you know, how he's so worried about online free speech. But at the same time, on his Twitter account, he says social media platforms must be held accountable for hate speech and disinformation. And what's disinformation? Anything that Big Brother says so. So Canada's new digital charter is going to come on to play, where we can rub another part of your anatomy on sandpaper for a long piece of time because maybe you figured it out. Israel might hold new elections after Netanyahu fails to form a government. And if there is someone who's wholly, totally committed to being a despot, you know, I'm sorry his brother was killed in Entebbe and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, you work it out. You don't slaughter the world over it. We fell short. Boeing finally admits safety flaws in implementing the 737 MAX software. Well, no bleep. It's amazing what these companies will do to take shortcuts to save money and risk lives. Tehran will quickly restart nuclear program if EU fails to negotiate with Iran. That's from RT, so maybe there's some truth to it. But it's pretty much the only avenue we're leaving open to them if they don't want to be bombed into oblivion like all the other countries we've bombed into oblivion. Julian Assange too ill to appear for court hearing, and that really bothers me because I'm very concerned that they're poisoning him. I really am. I look at him as one of the heroes of my lifetime, this era, for taking on the beast and revealing things. And he is the complete and total enemy of the deep state that completely destroys any concept of we the people being in charge of our destiny, because no one reports to us. We're slaves in a slave state. U.S. vows to respond with military force if Iran attacks American interests. So I imagine they're painting up all the fake Iranian military vehicles, getting ready to do some kind of an attack that's a false flag that they can blame on Iran. And it's probably a rush. It'll get all this done. Saudi Arabia is probably working on one, Israel, the United States, maybe Britain, some other European countries. Everybody is probably putting something together that they can blame on Iran. It has absolutely nothing to do with Iran, so we can start another beautiful war and kind of get that carbon herd reduced a little bit. After the Mueller report was released, our president called Vladimir Putin. Now, is there something against the law about calling Vladimir Putin or being on good terms with it? And maybe it's got absolutely nothing to do with the Mueller report. Maybe it's got a whole lot to do with Iran and the fact that we could be sitting on the doorstep of World War III or even worse, a global economic collapse. And maybe some of the major powers should get together and kind of chill and talk about it a little bit. Because that's the other thing. The IMF had a report that said all Western countries are 100% vulnerable to a collapse. And they keep that swept under the rug for us. Here in Ontario, they're doing tons of cuts, and everybody hates the Premier for that. But maybe no bank will loan us any more money, because we're on the verge. Anyway, we're on the verge. We're on the verge of a break. I'm George Foyne. This is Power Our Nation, the one great last nation. We'll see you on the flip side with Jack.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as BioSuperfood. I've taken BioSuperfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you're like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. We're off. We'll just continue a couple of our little news slants and clean the deck from that about the 2020 elections, because it's very, very important. The biggest thing that people just don't get to understand, and I get to understand it because I listened to the Power Hour a long, long time ago, and I remember them having on people who wrote a book called Vote Scam. And it was something about the voter news service and how basically anything reported about election results was just fabricated and a lie so that the appropriate shill would get into office because they're picked in advance. And it's generally the ones who go to the Bilderberg conference before there's an election and somehow they get to be president or head of state or whatever country, including my own. And that hasn't changed any. So we don't have elections, we have illusions. And then the people who own the media, because they understand how to peddle various lies so well that they put on max stories on certain things. And this is all stuff that Marshall McLuhan did in his research on the fact that, you know, how our brains are programmed by various media that we ingest and that they control our thoughts and opinions. And that's why they do these things. And they're doing them very, very well. And because people don't know that that even happens, they are pretty much slaves to that system, unfortunately. And, you know, one of the worst was that Rupert Murdoch. And, you know, he would just force prime ministers of England to be basically the boy who shines his shoes. And that's who picked the prime minister. And then you had an illusion that was called an election, and that was it. And if you didn't toe his line, like, his newspapers just massacred you. There's a president of the United States right now who's facing something like that, where there's a giant media onslaught that's just massacring him for some reason. Probably because he's not toeing the line. U.S. Navy planning to equip a destroyer with a laser system by 2021, according to some of the latest research. So this will be put into the USS Ponce. More weapons to kill more people faster and free the world from carbon life. Police to use TSA-style scanners in public. NYPD working on that. So, you know, they can fry your ovaries as you're walking down the street, you know, trying to look at whatever it is they're trying to look at. And by and large, really doesn't mean anything because basically most of the hardcore narcotics traffickers and evil work for organized crime rings who promote the political Politburo, if not outright support them. Trump defends request to hide ship name John McCain. Well, maybe just rename it. That solves the problem. But for people who really know, you know, what he is and how the media turned him into, you know, some giant messiah, maybe even a pharaoh of the United States. When I looked at his funeral, that's all I could say, pharaoh. And what he did to the MIAs, POWs, and the way he turned, and the USS Forrestal fire was one of my favorites on, you know, a man who can kill all his brethren and jump ship before anything. I forget the officer's name who helped fight the fire. He was in the plane beside McCain in that fire. He rolled off the deck, went into the netting, came back, and led men to fight the fire. McCain was taken off because the crew wanted to lynch him because they believe he started it. Oh, it's amazing how you become a presidential candidate that way. See, in Canada, you got to go through like 20 miles of sandpaper to get a gun license, but the prime minister doesn't need a license. People going for the president, they don't need a license. Nobody really looks into their backgrounds. They just make it up. Flu cases on the southern border. Oil prices rise after bigger than expected fall in U.S. inventories. Brexit shutdown slashes U.K. car production. That's usually just a bump in the road. If you're going to buck the system and stand up for yourself, the system's going to punish you, and there's going to be a fallback position. Sometimes you got to give a little to get a little, especially when it's freedom. Sometimes you got to give a lot. Dollar beware, Serbia and the Philippines join the global gold hunt. And that's what I was talking about, the IMF report. It was from a gold dealer telling us about what's coming down and what protects us. Federal court deals decisive blow to Obama water rule. Fantastic. And then we'll get into the next two with our guest, Jack Mullen, because we're going to talk to you about how the big hand is going over our mouths and is going to completely control and dominate anything we say because we have amendment rights to free speech. And anything that violates what Big Brother says is our right to free speech will be punished with those wonderful words of hate from Big Brother. And if you ever watched 1984, read the novel, you know, they have the 2 minutes of hate that's turned into 24/7, 365. Hate, 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 hate. But I think it was Comrade Lenin who really brought that out in the first place, just so you know where it's coming from. Welcome aboard, Jack Mullen. As, you know, maybe with Jack Nicholson, you can, you know, be like, Jack is back, but you don't have to break down the door with an axe and say, you know, some buzzwords. But welcome aboard. It's good to have you here, one of the few and true patriots in the United States of America. No worries. Okay, looks like the Lang got cut. So, at least he didn't die. And we'll get him back to get into one of his big writings, basically about, you know, how the Christian Zionists are basically a cheerleading section for evil in a lot of ways. And, you know, I just look at that element of Christianity to, you know, be brutal and slaughter and propose armies and wars and using force to solve problems as being just paganistically evil, really. Like Jesus left us with one final commandment, to love one another. Okay, thanks. And, you know, if we follow that one, that's a whole lot easier, and it probably takes us to salvation on a much easier road. But Jack is a consummate researcher and writer, and, you know, we all kind of got hooked up together through the government rag. And basically everything that comes out of the government is a rag, and what you see at the government rag is really elixirs. And our elixir master is here, and we're going to talk about his latest posting on the Zionist movement and the Iron Curtain around free speech being constructed. We talked about it a bit in my country, Canada, with Comrade Trudeau putting the muzzle on our faces. And this is coming along in your country too, isn't it, Jack?
Unfortunately, George, thank you for the introduction. It is coming along in this country, too, and the difference between the United States and the colonies is that the United States has the First Amendment that explicitly enumerates one of everybody's rights, and that's the right to free speech. And in this country, there shall be no other higher law than the Constitution in this case. That's really not there at all, because they're inventing new ways in which they frame certain types of laws that allow them to move around the Constitution. And so when they attach certain types of speech to hate speech, or in this country right now, you have to charge with hate crime to get a hate speech conviction. Nonetheless, it's which the words, which is a psychological weapon, to create a new offense and then identify as such and then throw away the rest of the and you name everything else in pursuit of this new word. But I did write an article about Judaism, the articles, I believe it's a very concept. It's something new in the United States. It's been around for a long time in Europe, I mean, after World War II, especially, but even before World War II.
On a cell? Okay. Wow. All right. Well, stick me back on there. And okay. Well, it looks like we had some terrible reception. Seemingly, we're on a cell phone and as opposed to a landline, and we're getting that garbled type of thing. I remember that from many long years of talk radio things, and I'd always do it like Green Acres, where I'd go up on the roof and, make some kind of like bizarre bird pose and hold on to the TV antenna and try to get better reception in the old analog phone days. But usually with the digital stuff, we're a little better off, but it appears that's not exactly the case. But, if you heard what Jack had to say, it's very, very true, is that, we're in a point where the First Amendment has no meaning. And we're going to turn everything upside down to devise new words, attacks, in a way, like we're on the Mount Masada and they're building this ramp, the ramp to attack the First Amendment, and it's based on the ramp that was attacking the Second Amendment. You have the right to bear arms, except someone invented a new thing. So, firearms were repeaters and semi-automatic or something like that, or a magazine had a bigger magazine capacity. Well, you had the right, but, this new technology voids all those rights, so we take them away from you. And the big thing is people just acquiesce and let it happen. And it's like this ramp they're building for free speech. Like, I remember when I was a child, we didn't all agree on anything, but we all agreed on one thing, that we have the right to free speech. And we'd all say, as children, we'd fight to the death to support someone else's right to free speech, even if we disagreed with it. Well, what's wrong with that? That's what it's all about. See, the big thing about most ideas people have is we're all wrong about something. And generally, we're all right about something. But because we're all wrong about something, too, there's no sense about, getting violent or fighting about it. It's to use the laws of logic and go over things in a sane, reasonable manner and work it out. But we're not allowed to do that primarily because our enemies, the mob, just react on emotion and like some guttural smell, like, a low-form predator animal that it just smells and something like an odor, especially of blood, and then it just wants to rip you up and consume you. And you see this in the types of people that are sort of on the liberal left side preaching love, not hate, is they're so full of hate, anger, and rage that they could just, strangle a baby, and somehow that's okay. And because we disagree with them and we want to use reason and logic and talk about things and just go over the fundamentals of how our society is based, that for some reason that's hate speech. But that's why Comrade Lenin came up with this. This is the complete totalitarianism, the Big Brotherish, the New World Order version of the future, that they will control every thought and every idea that comes into your mind. Okay, so Jack's going to go on the roof and hold onto the TV antenna and make a bizarre bird position or something like that so that he can get better reception, and then we can continue with him probably on the other side of the next break. But one of the big news articles that fits into what he was saying about is CrossFit deletes its Instagram and Facebook accounts over privacy concerns and denounces Mark Zuckerberg's socialist media empire as utopian socialists. And that's what they are, completely and totally. Because by banning the free speech that tells you you're stepping, you know, hey, look out, there's a bear trap on the ground, that you're going to get stuck into some terrible totalitarian trap, somehow that's evil and hate speech. These companies, these social media companies, I have nothing to do with them. I have a Facebook account, just in case I ever need to get in touch with someone on Facebook. But I never go there, I never use it. Maybe once or twice a year I'll check there to see if something important happened or whatever. Because by and large, it was just a police state apparatus. Just like, you know, the Gestapo keeping lots of records on all their citizens back in their day. And those records are still available in archives where they could see, you know, who reported on who and how and all that. But you do this voluntarily. So you go on there and just spill your guts without even the knock on the door or that bright light like from a B-movie, you know, shone in your eyes or the threat of bodily harm from some guy in a black suit. No. You just pour it all out there. And they fish it all in and capture it, so they know who all your friends are, they know where you go, they know your strengths, they know your weaknesses, they build profiles on you, they know exactly what to do to you and how when the time comes, because you gave it to them. And that's one of the big reasons I objected to that. Maybe it's because I talked to my grandparents a lot, and they lived through World War II, and got to see the dark side of humanity, and I didn't think that in the intervening period of time post-World War II that there was like a massive finding the Lord or something like that amongst people and nations. However, in Britain, which does the same thing, and they're probably, you know, as Orwell's books came out of there, they're 10 steps ahead. But the notorious jihadist group banned for links to 7/7 bombings, which killed 52 people back in the day, is active again and grooming new terrorists online. In spite of all the laws they made, in spite of all the police state surveillance, they're doing it again. And then, you know, I have hillbilly logic when we talk about these terrorists, you know, especially, you know, somehow how they manage to get on airplanes or escape detection or something like that. Hillbilly logic. You don't shoot your own dog. And the fact because those dogs aren't shot, it's got to mean they're the government's dogs. There's no other conclusion you can really logically come to. That they are agents of this coming New World Order, always have been. And the beautiful thing about 7/7 is, one, they planned to do it in advance. They were doing it in a drill. I was fortunate to be listening to, like, the classical station in London, England. I was listening to it that morning, and I heard it go down. And I heard about, you know, things being closed because of the terror drill. And then all of a sudden, kaboom, there's terrorism. Oh, imagine that. As Gomer Pyle used to say, Shazam! However, 95% of the human race fall for the events. Don't even say Shazam. But there was a guy that they wanted to kill, and they did. And that was the whole reason for this. And they wanted to wipe this guy out because he was laundering money for the CIA through the Solidarity Trade Union from the Vatican. And that's why they did it. And he just happened to be the guy on the bus who was killed, Giles Hart. So what I did when that happened is I went through the backgrounds of all the people killed to say, would there be a reason or a motive to kill one of these people? And because one of the best ways to kill somebody is, if you don't do a suicide or an accident, to do a mass casualty event crime and get your person. Another one was a woman who had developed the InfraGuard system, shot by the Beltway sniper. So that's the computer system that links all the other police and intelligence computers. Her name was Linda Franklin. So she was the primary target, and the rest was fluff and cover to assassinate her. And Giles Hart was the same thing. They even had like coded warnings in the newspaper, at least here in Canada, in the National Post, where they said that this bombing was going to happen. You know, they showed a big full-page picture of buses and subway cars being blasted by a laser beam from the top of a roof with a big cemetery with casualties in it, and evil scientists going to kill somebody. And it all led to the coordinates in London and Giles Hart that they were, you know, people were being told in advance. That's a very big factor on how the New World Order works. But you see, Jesus told us too, I give you eyes and you do not see, I give you ears and you do not hear. It's not that you can't, primarily it's because you won't. But I try to keep those things open a little bit. One that was just a recent one is when President Trump comes out after his head noogie from Pelosi and people at this meeting, that he comes out with this sign about the Mueller investigation and how much it cost and all that sort of thing. And it's just a very simple grade school math on that sign. We're like, okay, what's he doing with this sign? So I did the math. And when you add up those numbers, 35 million, you know, so 35 plus, 2,800, 675, 500 plus, 18. Well, I worked all that out. Those are the coordinates for a place in Iran. 35 degrees, 10 minutes north, 51 degrees, 8 minutes east, just a little bit below Tehran. I went, very interesting. And then I remember the Kennedy era, too, where Kennedy was held hostage in the White House. Because your security are like your prison guards, too, right? And he needed someone to get messages out, because he couldn't use his own channels, because the New World Order crowd, the deep state, walled him out, just like they're doing for President Trump. So that was my analysis, to say he's being held prisoner, and he brought this sign out to get a message out to the Russians and the Iranians. And the big two words on that sign were, no, no. Message received, sir. We understand. And they understand. And that's probably going to make the world safe for democracy or a few other things, like breathing. And then there's some very bizarre installations close to there, too, that look really weird. It looks like a bit of a scrapyard, but with some really weird structures around it. And then later, I found out there was a CNN article that came out. Inside Trump's Air Force One, it's like being held captive. So even CNN is announcing that Trump is being held captive, and he really doesn't have full and complete hands to deal with messages, information coming in or out. The beauty of the CNN article is they don't show a picture of Trump's Air Force One. They show John Kennedy getting off his with Jackie in Dallas in 1963. As a little hint, we have a message for you that they're still looking to take him out. That's what some people say is the coded message behind Nancy Pelosi's, I'm praying for you. Was it 147 times or something like that? But that number was like a code sign that they're taking him out. And they do this in the open to the people who know or have eyes to see. And it goes on and on and on and on, because nobody really gets to draw long-term conclusions to these matters. And that's most unfortunate, because our lives, our very lives, depend on that. And no one can really connect the dots. Almost all media programming is just that, mind control programming to lead you into the trap and hold you into the trap once you get there. And make it sound like it's beautiful and fantastic, with all sorts of diversions around it, with pop culture and sports and music. I remember, you know, listening to a bit of, I guess it was Monday's repeat show, maybe perhaps, talking about the music industry and how it controls your mind. Did you know that the rap industry, music, was owned by a company that's heavily invested in the prison system, the private prison system in the United States? So the reason they put out a lot of this horrible music about violence and killing and murdering and extolling drugs and anything that's not too virtuous at all, according to the Ten Commandments, is because they're going to give you a home for a long time to listen to this music in your cell. And that's another thing that's very important about the beast system coming on. Our friend here, Jack, is trying to call us on a cell phone. Well, what's a cell? It's a prison room. And ultimately, as this Chinese social credit system comes online, of course, your cell phone will be your prison in the virtual reality of the social credit system that China's implemented, which will be implemented around the world, where you will be rewarded and get points for whatever you do that is good to Big Brother. And when you are bad to Big Brother, you will be sequestered in a little room and tormented a little bit until you mend your ways. And that's where people like Emperor Justinian here in Canada come up with the nerve, you know, to talk about limiting free speech. It's just absolutely disgusting, really. because that's like just dark ages. It's the Inquisition, man. And, you know, where did we get the right to bear arms from? It came after the Inquisition. Two British kings in the British Bill of Rights in 1680, whatever it was, put it in there in a row and said, you know, we hope this stays forever, but, you know, it's only our lifetimes that can control this. Of course, they were Protestant kings. But once you get into the Inquisition chamber and, you know, all those neat little things with metal that go into bodily orifices and the burning and stretching, you go in 4'2", come out 5'10" after they put you on the rack and all your bones are broken and you got to lie in a puddle of ooze for, you know, however long it takes to almost heal so you can walk out with a limp at some time. Somebody thought, you know, maybe it's not such a bad thing we have some arms. Because that way, we don't have to go into those Inquisition chambers again, where you're automatically guilty until you confess, and that they use torture against you. I never thought I'd live to see a day when torture was used again until Bush brought all that crap back with his so-called Patriot Times, the most evil, despicable era that, you know, I could pretty much think in my lifetime. Restored to go back to the Dark Ages, to the lowest common denominator of human existence, extolled by the mob who wanted to get even for something instead of forgiving something if it even happened in the first place. Anyway, we're coming up for a break. Hopefully we got Jack back on the other side. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. Glad to have you aboard.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap. It's